Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited today because I have someone that I'm just meeting today, and she's from a younger generation dedicated to helping everyone take control of their financial lives. And I'm just so thrilled. I love meeting young people that are out there helping others take financial control of their lives. Alina Trigub is the founder of Samo Financial, S-A-M-O Financial. And she started off in public accounting, very similar to I did, then went into private accounting and then got the bug to get into the entrepreneurial world. And I started with an MBA in finance and management and an undergraduate degree in accounting. She really focuses right now on real estate syndications in the area of self-storage, apartment units, really understanding how to bring that real estate investing to anyone looking for that passive income stream, and really dedicated and understand that right now, real estate is a huge opportunity. So Alina, thank you so much for being with me today.
Sharon, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. I'm excited.
Super. And her passion is to spread information and inspiration for people to take on passive income. Passive income helps you really create financial freedom. She looks at real estate, and she actually looks at how to go at the source of your finances, all right? She's an MBA in finance and management from Rutgers and a bachelor of BA in accountancy from the City University of New York. And like me, she started her career with Ernst & Young as a tax accountant. I was Coopers & Lybrand. And so she's worked to help her investors participate in huge real estate deals. So she understands it from apartment complexes to storage units to mobile homes and all aspects of real estate. And she loves to help an investor find the right tool for them. And even in helping people discover how they can use their funds in their IRAs. So thank you so much, Alina, for being with me today.
Thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Well, I always love when I find new people in the industry that I can meet, but I absolutely love when I find somebody in your younger generation. So before we start talking about real estate, I just want to applaud you, and I'm so excited because we need young women out there leading the charge, helping other women. So thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Sharon. Thanks. I appreciate that. And I'm really excited, especially because we have similar background and remember those big fives, big eight and sixes at the time when it was still that and, you know, the life in a big accounting firm at the time.
And how things have changed and continue to change and evolve in that arena. But it's a great way. It's a great education, a great experience. I know in my time in public accounting, I learned how companies did things right, and probably even more importantly, how so many of them did it wrong. So
exactly. Yeah, it was incredible time. I actually happened to work at that time in the investment banking division. So majority of my clients are gone. Those used to be Bear Stearns and Lehman's of the world, which are no longer with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about Alina. How did you go from public accounting to getting involved in the real estate investing world?
Sure. So when I started career as an accountant, I never really enjoyed it. And I thought maybe because it was public accounting. So I decided to try private world, but that didn't really change things much. And I needed a new career, something completely different. So I joined the information technology world, while using my business background in education, and became kind of an expert in IT world from a business standpoint. And I worked in the technology world for over 20 years. But while working in the technology and growing in my career and getting higher salary for myself and my husband, I was realizing that our tax brackets were growing, and that I was not thrilled about. So I've always wanted to find a way to lower tax bracket or lower taxes to some degree. And hence, real estate has been on my mind for many, many years, but I haven't taken action until about 7 years ago, when I decided that I'll take action, we'll start investing in real estate. And since I live in tri-state area in New York, New Jersey, there hasn't been anything where the numbers would make sense for me personally. So after looking for almost a year locally, I decided to look out of state. And while doing my out of state research, I came across the world of syndication, and that strategy intrigued me. So after doing the additional research, I pulled the trigger and invested as a passive investor in one, and then another and another, and the trickle down effect happened at that point. And after investing in a number of syndications for a few years, I realized that it was a great strategy for someone who was busy with their business or career or family or whatever else was going on in their life. But it was an absolutely excellent way to, number one, diversify their portfolio and have something outside of Wall Street, and also a way to lower your taxes and potentially impact the communities where we were buying this project and beautifying the communities. So I started Sama Financial about 2.5 years ago with exactly that goal of helping the investors find the investments appropriate for them and helping them diversify portfolio, build wealth passively, save on taxes, and generate wealth for themselves and their family.
Well, and I love that. So for some of our viewers and our listeners, they may not understand what syndications are. So can you talk about how an individual investor can locate and find and understand a little bit more about investing in syndications?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a great, great point. So syndication entails that a group of people pulls the funds together to buy a large commercial project. And it could be an apartment complex, could be a mobile home park, could be a hotel or something else. In this group, where typically it's done through, by forming a partnership, there are general partners and there are limited partners. Limited partners are also called passive investors. These are the people that bring their funds and invest in syndications. And the general partners are people that are active investors, if you will. These are the people that do all the work. They roll up their sleeves and they find an asset, negotiate it, they inspect it, then they buy it, and then they asset manage it. So these two groups partner up together. One brings the funds, the other one does the work, and they partner on a project. In order for someone to become a passive investor in syndication, these days they just need to go on internet and Google it, and I'm sure a ton of information is going to come up and they can find out more about it.
And so we talk about so many factors this year, the craziness in the world. Certain areas of real estate are very strong and have remained strong. Others are getting softer. But we also continue to have, you know, historic low interest rates. So talk a little bit about where you see investing in real estate and where you're excited about it these days.
Sure. I'm excited to see the proof of concept in real life, where in the past we only talked about how, for instance, recession resistant could be mobile home parks or storages. And now I'm seeing that in reality. Of course, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution, and it's not true for every single market. But there are a lot of markets where there is a much higher demand than supply for a specific asset class, then this statement is absolutely true. And when we see how they're bearing through these hard times, and people are still needing more and more. For instance, if you take storage, let's say in a state like Arizona, where a lot of houses probably don't have basements, or people live in a smaller apartment where they don't have a lot of space, storage comes into place very, very handy. And if we're thinking about recession times when people typically tend to downsize, storage is needed more than ever, because when if you come in, let's say, from a large house into an apartment that's typically smaller in size, you don't want to get rid of all your personal belongings, because typically they're either sentimental in value, or you're thinking that you'll probably come back into house when the things are better and you can buy a house again in the future. So you tend to put them in storage, and they typically stay there for a very long time. So recession proof to be the time when people typically need more storage space because they're moving and because they want to store their belongings, and they typically stay there for very, very long.
Yeah, and I think that's such a strong point, because so many people now are looking at where they're going to be, and certainly office company businesses are moving into storage units because they're going out of commercial units and going into virtual space. So I think it's a good time for people to look at where the industry is going. I personally am not looking at commercial real estate right now because I think it's going to be soft. I don't know how you feel about that. But yet I see an uptake in industrial space because we're moving manufacturing back to the U.S. So what are your comments in that arena?
Sure. I think each real estate asset class is hyper-local. And while I would never say that, hey, multifamily market is booming, but I would say that apartment market is booming in states like North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida. So it really is hyper-local, and not even on a state level, but more on a city-by-city or block, in some cases, block-by-block level. I do see your point about industrial. A lot of companies are moving into virtual space, and they need a lot more storage space. So it's becoming very, very popular. It's easy to build. You typically have one or two tenants, and you don't deal with toilets, which is amazing, of course, so a lot less plumbing in this case. So the demand for that space is definitely growing. So it's definitely one of the great asset classes.
So tell me, for our listeners, tell us how we can find more about you.
You can find me on my website, which is samofinancial.com, or on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram.
Okay. And what's the future look like for your company, and where areas are you going to be focusing in?
Sure. We at this point, we have projects in three spaces: apartment complexes, mobile home parks, and self-storage. We are continuing to look for other asset classes to diversify portfolio for us, our investors. So the plan is to look into other spaces like industrial, for instance, and then to look beyond real estate and invest into other alternative investments to help our investors keep the portfolio well balanced and well diversified.
So when we're looking at a syndication, what usually is the investment? You know, I know it varies across the board, but for somebody looking at getting into this for the first time, is there a level of kind of a minimum investment level that typically you see in a syndication?
So for individual investors, I would say majority of syndications start at around 50,000. And majority of them require investors to be accredited, and that definition has changed recently. So I strongly encourage people to look up the newest updated definition of accredited investors to see whether they qualified or not.
So, and that's very true. Things change all the time. So accredited investors are people in the know within the industry. Do you have what the current qualifying numbers are for an accredited investor?
So the old definition entailed, and that hasn't changed, that if you're married, you have to be making at least $300,000 for the last 2 years, or if you're single, you have to be making at least $200,000 for the last 2 years, and reasonably believe you'll continue to make just as much or more. Or another alternative was to qualify by your net worth, which has to be at least $1 million, excluding your primary residence. In addition to that, and again, I vaguely remember the terms, the SEC has included qualifiers such as someone who has specific accreditations, and I don't recall whether they specify whether it's SFP, RIA, or something else, but they talk about people have certain accreditations and hence having knowledge from the industry, knowledge and experience from the industry they're working in. So that's
right.
The new addition to the accredited investor definition that was literally RPT based.
Right. So it's a real huge opportunity, a huge area arena. If you're not in a position to be able to purchase a property on your own, or you want to make sure that you've got the passive income stream, you want to rely on other people's experience and expertise, investing in syndication may be a good path for you to follow.
Yeah.
So, Alina, I so appreciate you coming on today, and I appreciate you sharing your brilliance and input for people to give them the information they need to make the decision that's right for them. When I talk to financial planners, they talk about diversification as across paper assets, right? Bonds, stocks, and mutual funds. And I go, when I talk about diversification, it's across different asset classes, businesses, real estate, intellectual property, right? So this is one way for you to actually use an investment through the stock, or in essence, through the syndication, to achieve a balance in your portfolio by investing in real estate as well. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Sharon, I couldn't agree more with you. I think diversification is very important, and educating people and explaining them how syndications work and explaining to them that there is a way to invest beyond Wall Street. If you want to invest in real estate, REITs by no means are not the only thing you can invest, real estate investment trust. And besides that, REITs offer ordinary income, which, they're treated at the same tax rate as your own income, where if you invest in real estate directly, you get so many more tax savings. So not only you're generating income that potentially may be higher, but you're also saving on taxes. And this way you're increasing the amount that you're making. You could even be deferring your taxes for all that matter when you're investing directly through syndication. And if I were to define who is this ideal for, I would say it's for the folks that have busy lives, whether it's their businesses, families, their work, their growing careers, and they want to invest in real estate but have absolutely no bandwidth. This is a perfect opportunity for them because they can diversify their portfolio and do it without any interruption to their day-to-day life.
That's absolutely perfect. And so, Alina, thank you so much for being with us today. And people can find you at your website, samofinancial.com, and really educate yourself. This is what this podcast is all about. It's providing the information and maybe giving you the idea that you didn't have before you started listening. So thank you, Alina. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.